Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry, reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 88, translation by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. Du Yun's performance was indeed extraordinary. The sound of the Yu Qin filled the Huang residence, and it seemed that even the birds flying past the Huang residence had also stopped to listen. The once lively and noisy Huang residence had settled down as all manners of conversation receded. Only the sounds of the Yu Qin remained, its melody reverberating against the rafters. Yu Wensong had been raised in a noble family and had lived an extravagant lifestyle. Combined with his excellent innate talents, such an upbringing allowed him to possess an appreciation and discerning taste for music that was far beyond that of his peers. At this time, his entire being was immersed in the musical performance. It was only when the performance had ended, and Shen Qiao had sat down beside him, that he finally came out of his reverie.
"You're back!"
Yu Wensong noticed that Shen Qiao's expression was somewhat amiss. He couldn't help but ask,
"What's wrong? Did something happen?"
Shen Qiao frowned slightly. "I had an unexpected encounter with an old acquaintance, but he seemed to have forgotten who I am." Yu Wensong asked,
"A friend?"
Shen Qiao gave a smile. "He's more of an enemy than a friend."
"Did you have a fight with him?"
"I did not. He possesses a brash and extremely arrogant temperament. His actions, for the most part, unbridled. For him, good and evil are only separated by a single thought. He once saved my life, but later on he also made me fall into the clutches of an enemy." Yu Wensong let out a sound of surprise before asking,
"Eh?
Then, have you exacted revenge on him yet?" Shen Qiao shook his head. "In time, fate dictated that we would meet again and had several interactions. One time, we ran into a common enemy. He immobilized me by sealing my acupoints, hid me in a safe place, and risked himself to lure away the enemy who was our greatest threat at that time." Yu Wensong was confused.
"It doesn't sound like he's that bad of a person. Yet, how come he ignored you just now?"
Yu Wensong was still young, after all. Even though his manner of speech was unusually mature for his age, his words came across as somewhat childish, as his experiences in life were still limited and lacking. Shen Qiao was amused as he patted Yu Wensong's head. "I don't understand it either. Perhaps there are things that are not meant to be understood." After their conversation, the vague sense of loss in Shen Qiao's heart gradually lessened. Yu Wensong took the initiative to ask,
"Dao Zhang, shall we leave?"
The Huang family was extremely wealthy and carried a luxurious bearing. Shen Qiao had originally thought that Yu Wensong, who had been born into a royal family, would prefer and miss this sort of environment. He hadn't expected that youth only came here for the musical performance with no other intentions in mind. "The birthday banquet has already started. We arrived bearing a gift, so no one can say that we arrived empty-handed. The delicacies and wine here may not be of the same quality as those in the palace, but they are at least much better than the ones served at the inn. Don't you want to eat before leaving?" Yu Wensong shook his head.
"There are too many guests here. If there are any distrustful people among them, they may start to become suspicious of us. Coming here to listen to the musical performance was already excessively indulgent of me. I do not wish to take advantage of your doting affection by acting recklessly."
When he spoke those words, he was no longer an ordinary child anymore. Shen Qiao knew that the deaths of Prince Qi's entire household had dealt a great blow to Yu Wensong. Ever since they had left the capital, Yu Wensong had constantly been on high alert and avoided speaking to strangers whenever possible. Throughout their journey, his request to listen to the musical performance is already considered a relatively excessive request. Shen Qiao recalled the chance encounter from earlier. While it was likely that Guangling-san did not come to the party specifically for Shen Qiao, his presence was now exposed. If Guangling-san intended to investigate further, it would not be difficult for him to also discover Yu Wensong. Guangling-san is ranked as one of the top 10 martial artists in the world. By sheer skill in martial arts alone, it was not enough for him to qualify amongst the top 10. It was his status as the leader of the Fa Jing Zong which earned him a place. However, Shen Qiao knew that no matter what, he shouldn't underestimate anyone who cultivated the demonic path. The demonic path, or Mo Dao, was named as such, since its practitioners would always hide their true skills from outsiders, with their techniques crafty and treacherous, ever-changing and unpredictable. Regardless of how powerful a person's martial arts is, it's easy to get caught in a trap if one is not cautious enough. Although Yu Wensong was of no use to Guangling-san, who knows if he wouldn't think of something on a whim and act on it. Plus, there was also Yan Wushi here. Shen Qiao nodded. All right, then let's leave. It's still fairly early. I can order us something when we return to the inn. The two attended the birthday banquet, but in the end, they didn't even get to enjoy a meal and only enjoyed the musical performance. In the eyes of others, their actions were definitely quite odd. The innkeeper was also surprised upon their quick return. However, Shen Qiao had no intentions of providing a full explanation to him. He simply ordered some food to be delivered to her room. 3 dishes and a soup. Compared to what Yu Wensong had received in the past, the food in the inn was really too crude. The flavors were naturally inferior to that of the cuisine prepared by the royal chef. However, Yu Wensong had complete awareness and understanding of his current situation. During this entire journey, he had never uttered a single word of complaint. Shen Qiao took note of this and was very satisfied with his behavior and even considered taking him in as a disciple. Since Yu Wensong had just gone through a drastic change of circumstances, his heart was probably still immersed in the grief of losing his loved ones. As such, Shen Qiao was in no hurry to propose this idea and was prepared to wait until Yu Wensong had completely stepped away from the shadows of grief.
Shen Daozhang, is there something on your mind? Yu Wensong suddenly asked.
Shen Qiao did not speak of his intention to take Yu Wensong as a disciple, and instead replied in a casual tone, Nothing. I was just thinking of the acquaintance I met in the afternoon. Yu Wensong asked,
Is he important to you?
Why do you ask?
If he wasn't, then why are you always thinking of him?
Shen Qiao coughed once. I'm not always thinking of him. Yu Wensong didn't say anything further, but his face clearly expressed,
It's obvious that your mind is filled with nothing but him.
Shen Qiao suddenly realized that it was unwise for him to bring up this topic. Even if he tried hard to clarify his reasoning, it would be meaningless. He was about to change the subject when he heard Yu Wensong speak in a comforting tone.
To be honest, I feel that this acquaintance of yours actually cares for you greatly.
Shen Qiao wasn't sure whether he should laugh or cry, and really wanted to tell him that they should stop speaking further about this matter. However, it was very rare for Yu Wensong to discuss something in such a serious manner. He didn't want to be a wet blanket, and hence he played along and asked, What gave you that impression? Yu Wensong replied,
My 6th brother and I were around the same age. Whether we were studying, eating, or sleeping, we were always together. My 6th brother was older, and thus he always enjoyed teasing me. There was one time when he told me that there were phoenix eggs in a tree and tricked me into climbing up that tree. However, I couldn't get back down afterwards. Meanwhile, he stood below the tree, rolling in laughter.
Shen Qiao found it interesting as he listened.
How old were you back then? I wouldn't have expected that someone as intelligent as you would also fall for such a trick.
Yu Wensong's fair and tender face flushed slightly. It was unclear whether it was due to indignation or embarrassment.
If it was a normal trick, of course I wouldn't have fallen for it, but in order to get me to fall for the trick, he had someone craft a gorgeous and colorful-looking phoenix. He made it fly outside my room several times in the middle of the night, and made it land on a tree. Then told me that the phoenix came to our residence to lay its eggs. I would have disregarded it if it only happened once or twice, but since it happened so many times, how could I not fall for it? It's not just me, Daozhang. If you were the one in my place, you probably wouldn't have been able to resist taking a look as well, right?
Xin Qiao tried to keep a straight face.
Yes, of course.
Yu Wensong continued.
Later, I went to father to complain about what had happened, but father said that it was only because Sixth Brother loved me, that he treated me in such a manner. When it came to the people he disliked, he wouldn't even spare them a single glance. Perhaps the same applied for that acquaintance of yours.
Xin Qiao smiled bitterly. For Yu Wensong, the unpredictable hearts of men seem to have become mere child's play.
Yu Wensong said, Also, didn't you mention that he was willing to take risks for your sake? That proves he does care for you, just like how my sixth brother cared for me. Although he would always bully me. On that day, he was the one who told mother I was the youngest and that I had to leave first in order to carry on the Yuan bloodline. Had it been Shu saying those words, he definitely would not have been able to hold back his tears. However, Yuan Song did not cry. At most, his voice was slightly deeper than usual and his youthful face tensed, appearing somewhat solemn, well, and respectable. Yuan Song whispered, Right now, I truly wish that we could return to the past. Even being teased on a daily basis would be fine. I only wish that this present was merely a dream, that I would wake up from it and see them all alive and well once again. Xin Qiao was silent for a moment. He understood that Yuan Song's mental state was much more mature than most children, and the usual platitudes of comfort would not do much.
Do you know what the three talents refer to? Yuan Song replied, Heaven, Earth, and Man.
The Tao of Heaven is through Yin and Yang. The Tao of Earth is through flexibility and rigidity. Do you know what the final part is?
Yuan Song nodded.
The Tao of Man is through benevolence and righteousness.
Xin Qiao said, Correct. I did not want to bring up the past as I feared that it would reignite your feelings of anguish and sorrow. However, since I have already brought up this matter, I cannot help but say a few more needless words. Taoism may be achieved through tranquility and purity. However, it also advocates karma, cause and effect, and the repayment of debts. This is not unique to only Buddhism. Yu Wenyun acted in a perverse and unscrupulous manner that is contrary to the natural order and caused your entire family to unjustly suffer and perish. If you wish to seek revenge, not only will I not persuade you against it, but I will also teach you martial arts. However, I do not wish to see your heart and soul be consumed by vengeance. The reason why humans are not beasts is because they possess wisdom. Tigers, lions and their ilk, no matter how excellent their temperament is, once they get hungry, they must feed and therefore they will kill. However, when humans get hungry, they can endure the hunger. They possess the ability to use various methods to keep themselves clothed and well-fed. This is the basis from which man is ranked amongst the three talents. Do you understand?
Yu Wensong's comprehension skills were truly extraordinary. He pondered for a moment and then nodded.
I understand. Daozhang hopes that I will be able to get let go of the resentment of the past, to become a righteous and indomitable person. No matter how much I despise Yu Wenyun, I should never become someone like him.
Xin Qiao felt relieved.
Correct. You are excellent indeed, living up to the name of Yu Wen family's young and promising talent. Or Qin Li Zhu.
Yu Wen Song revealed a rare side of him as he asked in a shy and awkward manner. Then, may I become your disciple and learn martial arts from you?
Xin Qiao responded with a laugh. Of course you can. My qualification for the disciples I accept is, first and foremost, based on their virtue. Second is their aptitude. Even if their aptitude is mediocre, it's enough as long as they possess integrity. Moreover, your qualifications are exceptional. And with a physique as impressive as yours, you are more than suited for practicing martial arts. Yu Wensong was delighted. He wanted to get up and immediately acknowledge Shen Xiao as his master, but Shen Xiao stopped him. Let's not rush. Wait until I bring you back to the Bixia sect. It wouldn't be too late to perform the official ceremonies then. It would also be more respectable and dignified that way. Naturally, Yu Wensong did not object to it. Shen Xiao's words had unraveled many of the knots that plagued his heart. That night he slept very contentedly, falling asleep as soon as his head touched the pillow. However, when Shen Xiao thought of the words that he had said earlier, he couldn't help the rise and fall of his emotions. He meditated for some time, but could not entirely reach the state of forgetfulness. At this time, it was already the middle of the night. The hustle and bustle of the day had faded away, with only the sound of the night watchman's gong ringing in through the window. Although his eyes were shut, he could neither meditate nor sleep. As he continued closing his eyes to concentrate on perception via his five senses, everything around him melted together with his breathing. He suddenly opened his eyes, got up, and floated out the window, swift as lightning yet utterly silent. Although Yu Wensong was asleep, even if he did wake up, he wouldn't realize that the person beside him was no longer present unless he had witnessed it with his own two eyes. At this time, the windows were only half open. It would be quite difficult for a person to squeeze through it. However, Shen Xiao was like a ghost. Once his upper body peeked out, his entire figure had already floated out against the inn's outer walls before leaping onto the rooftop. Sure enough, there was a person standing on the roof, facing the direction of their room. Wearing black clothes and robes, the person also wore a veiled hat which obscured their features. The author has something to say, Lao Yin. This venerable one has a premonition that this venerable one's home field is coming. Xin Xiao. Director, I'm a little afraid. Can I apply in advance for leave to go down to hell to play mahjong with my Shizun? Lao Yin replies, don't be afraid, my little beauty. Hey, idiot director, you gave us the wrong script. This line is incompatible with this venerable one's characterization.
Meng Xishi, my apologies, come here. You read this section aloud.
Lao Yin. Having looked over the script and revealing a satisfied expression. Even if you ascend to heaven or descend to hell, you can't escape this venerable one's grasp.